All right, good morning. It's the Wolf Wake Up Crew. Of course, the story of Jamie Kloss has put abduction, kidnapping, you know, to the front page, the headlines. And this kind of stuff is been going on, maybe not the kidnapping portion, but the meeting online of these typically older men, these creeps, who are looking for underage girls. There's an organization based out of Forest Lake called Predator Hunters. You can find them on Facebook. We are talking to Josh from Predator Hunters. And Josh, tell us what it is that you do.
Yeah, so what we do is we have decoys. They're all 18 years of age or older. And they set up accounts online and pose as underage children from 15 all the way down to, you know, 11 years old. And so they set up the account, and it's a decoy. You know, they wait until a predator messages them. And then, so we don't initiate the first contact. The predator has to message us, and the predator, you know, initiates everything. And once we hit what we need to hit as far as the checklist, then we expose them. So we go live on Facebook and expose them live. Once we're done with that, we turn over all our chat logs and everything to law enforcement.
Josh, are you prior law enforcement? Like, if you don't mind me asking, like, how did you sort of get into doing this?
So I have no law enforcement background at all. How I got into it is there was other groups of mine that do this in other states. And so I decided to give it a try, and it was unreal the amount of predators that were responding to me as a decoy when I set up the account.
What has the response been, Josh, online, if any, from the predators themselves and their families? Are you ever, like, in fear that there's going to be backlash or anything once you expose them? Like, what happens typically after their photos and the video are posted on Facebook?
So yeah, we always post, you know, their family is completely innocent, whether it's their wife, husband, children, niece, nephew, brother, and to do not contact them. They have nothing to do with it. The predator themselves chose to, you know, meet with this underage child, and their family had nothing to do with it. You know, we see a lot of them lose their job. A lot of them either resign or lose their job over it.
How many? You started this, was it October of last year? This has just skyrocketed. It's just blown up. You started October of last year. How many people have liked you and follow you on Facebook, Josh?
Yeah, since about October. I believe we got just over 60-some thousand followers.
Wow.
And right around 50,000 likes.
All right. And how many? You say that it's just unbelievable. How many of these men, typically men, who are out trolling for these young teenagers and younger, how many respond to the ads? I know that there's some information you don't want to give out here, but how many since October do you think have responded to some of these ads where they've wanted to meet up with these young girls and boys?
I would say, so we've exposed about 50, and I would say there's probably around 60 to 100 that we didn't expose, that either, you know, they decided not to show up or they just quit talking to the decoy.
Okay, again, we're talking to Josh from Predator Hunters. Let's talk about the latest bust. Can you describe that one for us and what to look forward to? What's the last one to look for on Facebook?
So the last one we did was over in Hudson, Wisconsin. The predator's name was Chris. It's a little bit longer video than our normal ones. He toyed with us, so, you know, as far as what he was driving, where he was. But we were one step ahead of him, and we ended up exposing him. And he is currently in custody now in Pierce County Sheriff's Office.
Now, here's one thing. When you go watch these videos, what I love, you walk up, you have one of your decoys walk up to the car, typically, not always. They're sitting in their car, they roll the window down, and then the decoy, and sometimes that's you, call the and you prove it's them because you call their cell phone and it's ringing in front of them while you are videotaping them. Am I getting that right?
Yep. Hashtag decoy call his phone. So none of our decoys actually walk up to the predator for their safety.
Okay.
I approach the predator. We have a team of security that comes with, and our team of security involves prior law enforcement. So they know what to expect if something were to, you know, go sideways or whatnot. You know, like I said, he does have prior law enforcement experience, so he's on scene with us and just there to make sure that nothing happens. So,
well, Josh, Mandy, PT, the Wolf, we're all here to lend a hand and, you know, uncover some of these creeps and predators that are out there in our wolf listening area. Unfortunately, it's called Predator Hunters. Go to their Facebook page. We'll put a link to Predator Hunters on our Facebook page as well. Josh, we can't wait to talk to you again soon. We'll make a date for next week. How about that?
That sounds wonderful.
Some good work that they are doing, and it is fascinating to watch.
Especially when you have no background in, like, you know, law enforcement. You have to be incredibly brave and courageous and have a passion for children to put yourself out there in this kind of danger just to protect those in our community. I love it.
All right, we're going to try to make Josh a weekly segment here on our show. All right, listen, for PT, for Mandy, have yourself an awesome day. We'll be back here tomorrow. We're the Wolf Wake Up Crew back at 5:30 tomorrow morning. How about a 12-pack for the Wolf Pack, everybody?
Ow!
All right, have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. 102.9, The Wolf.